Polarizing figures, divide and conquer. Today's society is governed by a generation of leaders who seek to cultivate hatred. It's no coincidence that we have the most ridiculous, feckless morons in the highest offices of the land. My song Polarizer is about this. You can see how the psychological poison permeates every aspect of life, and if we're not careful, we internalize it, becoming self-hating, easily polarized within our own hearts and mind, pushing and pulling our emotions to extremes. It's a downward spiral that depletes our capacity for joy, love, gratitude, social connection, logic, and reason. It inevitably results in isolation, overwhelm, anxiety attacks, depression, and even suicidal ideation. Within this madness, asinine ideas such as anti-vaxxers are super-spreading vermin who are the reason we can't go back to living a normal life, and pro-vaxxers and masktards are ignorant, mindless sheep who couldn't read a statistical chart without an excessive use of colors and emojis, proliferate. Neither statement is true, and these incredibly stupid generalizations is what the lying, maligned parasites of politics, the experts of mainstream and alternative news, and social media influencers promote on a daily basis. When we derail and disempower ourselves by either participating in, or worse, internalizing the malevolent extrinsic clown show, we lose our capacity to learn and discern the truth about anything. We're quick to take sides and believe that demonizing and scapegoating the others is empowering, when in reality it only drains, repels, and defeats everyone with a soul. Fractured communities are far more easily manipulated and controlled than a well-organized, compassionate, caring, and aware population. If nothing else, the events of the last 2 years should serve as a wake-up call for all of us, as politics and policies have devolved into irrational, ridiculous child's play, fomenting inflammatory hate speech and inciting divisive, segregationist bullying. These are the final days for our failing systems. We should be prepared to get our hands dirty once the rebuilding begins.